acknowledge my co-author, Dr. Tan Lal. He couldn't be here this afternoon because of other commitment. To give back, I'll just go through quickly on the introduction section. We have been listening to these talks about the greenhouse gases emissions over and over, but to give you a quick preview, greenhouse gases produced by anthropogenic activities is linked to observed and predicted trends in warming. And as you all, we know, agriculture can be a source as well as a sink for greenhouse gases, especially land management practices such as including soil properties and climatic factors are major regulators of greenhouse gases from the farmland. Agriculture activities is estimated to contribute about 42% of the anthropogenic nitrous oxide emissions, and which is about 1.7 to 4.8 teragrams of nitrous oxide N per year. And it's also an anthropogenic source can contribute about 582 teragrams of methane per year. Soil is also estimated to be 30 teragrams of methane per year. Management practices such as no-tillage can increase soil carbon storage and reduce methane emission by oxidizing methane. And crop rotation practices increases nitrogen use efficiency and may minimize nitrous oxide emissions. The objective of this study, this was a long-term experiment which was established specifically to monitor the effect of traffic on the agricultural lands. But 3 years back, we decided to see, to install chambers and monitor the monitor gas emissions and see whether there's any effect of, whether the traffic might have any effect on gas emissions from the from these sites. So the objective of the study was to evaluate the effect of soil compaction on greenhouse gas emissions, to evaluate the effect of tillage practices on greenhouse emissions, and to determine relationship between greenhouse gases emission and soil temperature and moisture regime. As I said, this is a long-term experiment which has been going on since 1996, and the original purpose was to only measure the compaction effect. What is the impact of compaction on the crop yield and other soil properties? And the experiment was designed as a factorial experiment with two tillage methods, no-till and plow-till, and three compaction levels, 0, 10, and 20 tons of an extra tractor with a crop rotation, corn, soybean, and oat. Compaction is actually done every year after harvest. So we installed the gas chambers to monitor gas emissions from these sites. These are the typical, we use PVC pipe tubes. We installed this at in each plot, and they are static. Is a typically static chamber method. We collect gas at 0, 30, and 60 minutes interval. And at the same time, during the sampling, we measure soil temperatures at 5, 10, and 20 centimeters depth, and we take soil moisture content for the top 10 centimeters for every measurements. Gas samples were analyzed within one week using gas chromatography. The conditions that we use helium as carrier gas and column and oven temperature at 80 degrees centigrade. And we calculated daily fluxes of methane of the gases using the equation as it's shown here. This is the rate of change of individual gas, carbon dioxide, methane, or nitrous oxide. V represents the chamber volume, and A is the area. K is the time conversion, because we are only measuring 1 hour interval, and we are using this to extrapolate our sample, our fluxes to daily emissions. We have nearly 3 years of emission data, and I'm going to only presenting for the first 2 years of the data. The analysis of our samples did not show any interaction between the compaction and the tillage factors, so I'm presenting the individual treatment here. As the data shows, you can see no tillage tended to have lower daily methane fluxes compared to plow till. However, there was no much variations between emissions of carbon dioxide by tillage treatments. Nitrous oxide tended to vary depending on the time of the year. At the cooler season of the year, we had lower emissions from plow till, and at colder time we had lower emissions from plow till, and warmer time we had more emissions from no-till. When we look at the compaction, the methane did not show any particular pattern with the compaction. Carbon dioxide also did not show any particular pattern with the compaction. However, we saw some elevated nitrous oxide emissions from some during certain times of the year, from 10 tons compaction, which we haven't been able to figure out what is the real explanation for that. And corn, methane did not show any particular pattern with the type of crop which was planted in the season either. However, we saw carbon dioxide did not show significant pattern with crop either. but we saw significant influence of nitrous oxide emission with the crop, and we think it's because corn, we apply nitrogen, and soybean and oat, we don't use nitrogen fertilizer, so it might be due to the fertilizer effect. To summarize, our daily emissions, methane and nitrous oxide were generally lower under no-till than plow-till. However, only minor variations with tillage were observed for carbon dioxide fluxes. Compaction reduced ammonium fluxes but resulted in increase in nitrous oxide fluxes. Carbon dioxide fluxes were not influenced by compaction treatment. Corn increased nitrous oxide fluxes, probably due to nitrogen fertilizer applications. We use Pearson correlation coefficients to look at the effect of temperature on the gas emissions, and our results shows that methane emission from this site is not significantly influenced by either temperature or soil moisture, but carbon dioxide is significantly influenced by soil temperature and negatively correlated with moisture. Probably when the moisture content is higher, it tends to reduce the amount of air space in the soil airspace, and therefore reduce the amount of carbon dioxide emission. Nitrous oxide was also significantly correlated with soil temperature, but was not correlated with soil moisture regime. To get a feeling of what is the contribution of the gas emissions to the global warming, we converted this gas emissions and look at the effect of the individual of tillage, compaction, and corn and crop to the global warming. And our data suggested that plow-till tended to have higher methane and methane tended to be higher in no compaction compared to the compacted soils. In addition, corn produced significantly higher methane emissions per annum. The numbers in the bracket are the carbon dioxide equivalents of we converted methane into carbon dioxide equivalents so that we can have a direct comparison between carbon dioxide and methane. What is the equivalence of methane? When we look at nitrous oxide emission, as the previous speaker mentioned, we have very little nitrous oxide emitted, but the global warming potential is very high compared to when you compare to carbon dioxide, and you can see how significant the, although it's about 4 kilograms of nitrous oxide nitrogen emitted, but it's contributing about 2 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent to the global warming. And plow-till tended to have significantly higher nitrous oxide emissions. Compaction tended to have also higher emission, and corn. And carbon dioxide was significantly in corn. To conclude, no-tillage reduced methane emission and nitrous oxide emission, but did not influence carbon dioxide emission. Overall compaction increased nitrous oxide emission. However, the effect of methane was variable. Carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide emissions were higher under corn than oat and soybean. Soil temperature had significant influence on nitrous oxide emission. Carbon dioxide fluxes were correlated with both soil moisture and soil temperature. Methane fluxes were not correlated with either soil moisture or soil temperature. And corn tended to increase global warming potential relative to oat and soybean, probably due to nitrogen fertilization. Thanks.